This is TWiT.
Google today was charged by Europe's top antitrust authority with an official complaint. The company is accused of favoring Google Shopping over competitors. Google faces a maximum penalty of, wait for it, $6 billion. In a separate investigation, the EU will also look into alleged anti-competitive deals made for Google's Android operating system. Todd Frankel writes for The Washington Post and joins us now to sort all this out for us. Welcome to you, Todd.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Now, what was Google's response to these charges?
The same response they've sort of maintained all along is that this was baseless and that Europe had overstepped its bounds and that there was really no problem that needed fixing.
Astonishingly, the shopping investigation took 5 years to get to this point. How long before there's likely to be a conclusion to all of this?
Well, things should move a little bit quicker now that the statement of objections has been filed. The way the groundwork's been laid out is Google has 10 weeks to respond formally and then can request a public airing of the charges. And then after that, we could see it go to some sort of what they call trial court, but more likely we'll see intense settlement negotiations. And, most people observers seem to think this might wrap up within a year, assuming it doesn't get bogged down as the case against Microsoft did at this stage.
Now, presumably, in addition to emptying Google's pockets if they're victorious, the European Union will force some sort of changes on Google. What would those changes be? And more specifically, since we're talking about search results, how would they monitor and enforce them?
Yeah, that's one of the sticking points in the case. And interestingly, the competitive czar for the EU today, actually, it was earlier today, she had a press conference sort of laying out the case.
Margareth Vestager, I think her name is.
Vestager, yes. So she was sort of explaining that she was less interested in sort of tweaking the algorithm or requiring that Google change the way it displayed search results, and that she was more interested in coming up with some sort of understanding, some sort of principle for guiding how Google proceeded with this. Which I think is smart, rather than saying, oh, this is, we don't know anything about algorithms, we don't know anything about page design, but let's come to a general agreement of principles that could be laid out that we could agree this is how search should be done. So, I mean, it's still very much up in the air. I mean, the changes that they want are sort of hard to figure out exactly how that would look like for the consumer.
Yeah, especially since this is really a moving target. First of all, you have personalization. So every individual consumer is going to get different results based on their history, based on what Google knows about them. Second of all, Google is always tweaking its algorithm, so the results are always kind of different. And third of all, there's this sort of circular argument we've seen in all of these complaints against Google search, which is that, the accusation is, well, you always put your competitors on the second or third page, and Google will say, well, they're less significant than the ones that we put on the first page. And then the argument back is, well, they're less significant because you put them on the second page, and therefore you're harming the competition, and et cetera, et cetera. How do you, it's a game of whack-a-mole. How do you get something solid enough for a ruling in an official governmental body like this over something as nebulous and shifting as search engine results?
Right. I think you've hit it on the head there. I mean, that is the trick that sort of eluded everyone to figure out how to proceed. And what is the problem? How do you solve this problem that is constantly evolving, if it's a problem at all? I mean, Google asserts that it is not a problem, that, they released some data today sort of showing with the Google Travel how lowly it does rank. And, bookings.com does much better. And, bookings.com would probably, someone was pointing out, depends on Google to even be found. So, again, it goes back to this thing where, like, all right, we don't know about algorithms. We don't know about page designs. We're not going to ask you to fix that. But we want some sort of general principle where everyone has a fair shot. And for whatever reason, the competitors to Google and this competition commission at the EU feels that they do not have a fair level playing field. And that Google, I think one of the more interesting things about this is that Google has such a large control over the search market in Europe, 90% market share, where in the U.S. we're talking about 67, maybe 70% market share.
And it seems to me that the European authorities are somewhat at odds with the public in Europe, because the European public seems almost obsessed with Google and certainly favors it or chooses it over alternatives. And that could also presumably affect Google Shopping. If they have the warm and fuzzies about Google in general, then they may choose Google's shopping features over a competitor they may not have heard of. Again, it's more nebulousness, and I can't wait to find out what the EU concludes in all this. Now, what's the complaint against Android? What is the complaint specifically? And also, what is the status of this investigation at this point?
It is very, very, very early, and the details that they've sort of revealed so far have been scant. Essentially, Android is they realize that mobile and is growing, and it's everyone's seeing that. That's such an important part of the market, and they suspect that there's something there. And they said these are what they call preliminary findings, and they haven't really revealed what their preliminary findings are. But again, the same issue of competitiveness and whether Google is showing a preference for its own operating system and its own features in the mobile space.
The European authorities seem to take issue with everything Google does. They don't like the Google Street View cars. They don't like the privacy policy. They don't like their search engine results. They don't like Android. They don't like anything. They saddled the company primarily as the main company who's affected by the right to be forgotten craziness, especially the demand by the European authorities that Google censor globally, not just in Europe, for right to be forgotten type of queries. Does Europe have a special beef or obsession with Google, or is it just a coincidence that Google's way of doing business happens to run against European law? What's your take on that?
I think it's actually just the dominance that market is. I'm not sure that it's Google in particular. I'm not sure that if Microsoft, if it were to reach 9% market saturation and to really so much crowd out every other competitor, that they wouldn't be taking a look at some other main player in this as well. So I'm not sure, Google is in these, as you point out, sensitive areas that have attracted a lot of attention, but they have such market dominance that it's impossible to ignore them. There's almost no one else in some of these markets, which is just astounding. So, the regulators there say they want to foster innovation and give these other companies a chance, which is very different from the U.S. sort of market where we might protect consumers. We don't worry too much about other companies necessarily competing against other companies, no monopolies. But over there, they're much more concerned with making sure that companies, smaller companies, have a shot in favor, as they say, to foster innovation.
Virgil in the chat room asks, well, why don't they go after Facebook? Facebook is a huge company, too. And the answer is they are going after Facebook and Amazon and Apple and a bunch of other U.S. companies. There's a lot of activity in the regulation of Silicon Valley type companies, also Amazon, which is in Seattle. Anyway, a very interesting development. Of course, this was heavily expected. We've been expecting this for 5 years now. So here it is at long last. Todd C. Frankel is at WashingtonPost.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at T.C. Frankel. Thanks for joining us today, Todd.
Great. Thank you so much.